4, del 5 al 21. Podemos ponerlo en el 10, que se cambia el perfil. Mateo capítulo 4, del 5 al 21.
actividad de first message.
Estamos teniendo la primera reunión.
Then tomorrow night in Guayaquil, the second message.
Pues mañana por la noche en Guayaquil tendremos el segundo mensaje.
And then the Lord's Day morning, a message number 3.
Y el día de hoy tenemos el mensaje número 3.
My subject for these three messages is very simple.
El tema para estos tres mensajes es muy simple.
It is so simple, maybe you'll be disappointed.
Tal vez es tan simple que usted estará desilusionado.
But if you turn your heart to the Lord,
el Señor es el corazón al Señor,
and exercise the Spirit,
y ejercita el Espíritu,
and receive the flow in the Lord's ministry,
recibe el fluido en el ministerio del Señor,
you will not be disappointed.
Usted no será desilusionado.
I consider very much in the Lord that you presenting you in these three meetings.
Consideré mucho en el Señor que compartí con ustedes en estas tres reuniones.
And I believe I have the Lord's leading.
Yo siento que tengo la dirección del Señor.
To take as our subject,
tomando como tema,
knowing the Gospel of John.
Conocer el Evangelio de Juan.
That is our subject for the three messages.
Este será nuestro tema para los tres mensajes.
I said it was simple.
Le dije que era muy simple.
Knowing the Gospel of John.
Conocer el Evangelio de Juan.
And in these three messages, we will cover 12 points.
Y en estos dos tres mensajes compartimos 12 puntos.
Concerning what kind of book the Gospel of John is.
Respecto a qué clase de libro Juan es.
John, in language, is simple.
Juan es un nombre muy simple.
But this book is simply
simplemente profundo.
The thought is divine.
El pensamiento es divino.
And the revelation is deep.
Y la revelación es profunda.
Actually, the Gospel of John is a very mysterious book.
El Evangelio de Juan es un libro muy profundo.
And after we have covered our 12 points, I believe that at least to some extent, the Gospel of John will be a new book to you. When John wrote his Gospel, he was a very elderly
brother.
Maybe he was 90 years old.
He had lived for 90 años de edad.
He had passed through many things.
Él había pasado por muchas cosas.
But John had a particular kind of ministry.
Pero Juan tenía un ministerio muy particular.
Or we may say that he had a very particular portion of the New Testament.
Podríamos decir que una porción muy particular del ministerio neotestamental.
And this brings us to our first point.
Y esto nos trae al primer punto.
The Gospel of John is a book of men.
El libro, el Evangelio de Juan es un libro que remienda.
The word mending is not actually used.
La palabra reventar no se usa.
But the entire Gospel of John is a book of mending.
Pero todo el libro de Juan es un libro que remienda.
Let me explain.
Déjenme explicar.
In Matthew chapter 5, the word called something chapter 4, the Lord calls up a bit of
disciples.
Two of them were fishing. Especially Peter was catching fish. And the Lord came to him. The Lord shined on him. The Lord said to him, follow me. You will be catching men. I will make you a fisher of men. We may say that Peter's ministry was a man-catching ministry. He preached the gospel, and he brought in a large number of new believers. This is
marvelous.
This ministry must always come first. And in preaching of the gospel, Peter would cast the net. Then he would draw the net in. With thousands of man fish. We have a picture of this in John chapter 21. Peter and some others were fishing. They fished all night. They did not catch one fish. Then the Lord appeared to them in the morning. Cast the net on the other side. And Peter did. And the net was filled with fish. 153 fish. And Peter drew the net full of fish to the shore. And then John says something very important. The net was not broken. The net was strong. It held all the fish. The ministry of Peter is the ministry of gospel preaching. This ministry must make the
reading.
Without the gospel, we have no people. And we can have no church. So the fishermen go forth and cast the net. They bring in the fish. Then, with others, they establish the church. In the country of the Philippines, there were fishermen. Now I don't know how many churches are there. Maybe 1,100. This is wonderful. In South America, the man fishers came. We appreciate this. So many were saved in all the country. We thank the Lord for this. We honor those who accomplished
this.
And then churches were raised up. This is marvelous. Some have that kind of ministry. Their ministry is in the beginning. It opens matters up. It brings people to the Lord. It establishes church. John was there with Peter all along. He was with Peter from the very beginning. But Peter is taking the lead there. Because his ministry must come first. Then Peter's ministry was continued by Paul's
ministry.
And Paul was a tent maker. He built God's dwelling place. And his ministry was wonderful. His ministry never failed. Paul's ministry never became degraded. He had a glorious ministry until he was martyred. But after Peter and Paul were martyred, the enemy of God damaged the church. And he injured a great many saints. And he twisted the truth. He distorted the revelation. He brought in division. As a result, the net was torn. In so many localities, there was a good beginning, but the church net was torn. Saints were hurt. Believers were confused. The enemy was ruining the church. That was the time when the Lord manifested John's mending ministry. His ministry must be at the end. His ministry comes in to mend the tears. And after mending, this ministry strengthens and perfects. Things were broken. First they were mended. Then strengthened. Then perfected. This is the mending ministry of life. When the Lord's recovery first began, there was not a great need for the mending ministry.
No había gran necesidad de remendar.
We were in the early stage.
Estábamos en la primera etapa.
Churches were being raised up.
Las iglesias estaban siendo levantadas.
We were happy in the Lord.
Estábamos contentos en el Señor.
But after some decades went by,
después de unas décadas,
and as a result of the enemy's attack,
y como resultado del ataque del Señor,
the net has been torn.
La red ha sido rota.
If we have proper spiritual discernment,
si tenemos un discernimiento espiritual apropiado,
we will realize that in many places on the earth, the churches have been torn. Saints have been hurt. The truth has not been presented properly. The saints are not growing in life normally. The revelation of the all-inclusive Christ is lacking. At such a time, the Lord, who is the head of the body, sends his mending ministry. The fishing ministry is quite glorious. Big numbers are brought in. There's the spreading of the church life. Churches are raised up. The mending ministry is not outwardly glorious. There's a lot of shepherding, feeding, cherishing, nourishing, comforting, supplying, encouraging, with life and truth. So that what was torn will be mended. Churches may be torn.
La iglesia puede haber sido roto.
Hearts may be torn.
Los corazones han sido rotos.
Persons may be torn.
Las personas han sido rotas.
The testimony is damaged.
El testimonio ha sido dañado.
John is a book of mending.
Juan es un libro que remienda.
John is a mender.
Juan es uno que remienda.
He is not a hero in the gospel. He does not have Paul's portion. But at a certain time, everything depends on John's mending
ministry.
I don't know how you feel about your own life.
No sé cómo se siente acerca de tu propia vida.
Your own being.
Su propio ser.
Your own church.
Su propia vida de iglesia.
Your own country.
Su propio país.
But in the Lord's presence.
Pero en la presencia del Señor.
I'd like to testify to you.
Quisiera testificar.
There is a need for mending.
Hay la necesidad de verdad.
There is a need for the ministry of mending.
Hay la necesidad del ministerio de mending.
What is torn needs to be restored.
Lo que ha sido roto debe ser restaurado.
What is broken needs to be healed.
Lo que ha sido roto debe ser sanado.
What has been lost needs to be recovered.
Lo que ha sido perdido debe ser recobrado.
What has been made crooked needs to be made straight.
Lo que ha sido torcido ahora debe ser enderezado.
This is the ministry of John.
Este es el ministerio de Juan.
When you read the writings of John, and you touch the spirit of John's
writing,
you will touch the spirit of the mending ministry.
Te tocará el espíritu del ministerio que remienda.
John was very different in his maturity from what he was in the beginning.
Juan, la etapa de madurez era muy distinto de lo que era al principio.
In the beginning, John was ambitious.
Al principio, Juan era ambicioso.
He wanted to be on the Lord's right, or at least his left hand. John was impetuous in his emotions. He was ready to call fire down on certain people.
estaba listo para que viniera fuego que quemara la persona.
And John was very narrow in his heart.
Y Juan era muy estrecho en su corazón.
He saw someone casting out demons in the Lord's name.
Y alguien que estaba echando fuera demonios en el nombre del Señor.
And that person was not with them.
Y esa persona no estaba con ellos.
John stopped him.
Así que no lo detuvo.
So John was ambitious,
ambicioso,
impetuous,
impetuoso,
and very narrow.
Y muy estrecho.
Such a person cannot mend anyone.
Tal persona no puede mendar a nadie.
But John had much experience in the Lord.
Pero Juan tuvo mucha experiencia en el Señor.
The Lord made him wait a long time. Then when John was older, the Lord brought his ministry forward. John used to be so narrow. But when he wrote his gospel, he said, God so loved the world. Now his heart is as broad as the world. God loves the world. Whoever believes, no matter who you are, no matter where you are, the Lord loves you. If we would know the Gospel of John, we need to know that it is a book of mending. The same is true of John's epistle. He said certain ones were with us, but they were not of us. They did not have the faith. So they went out. They were antichrist. This tore the church. But John came there, mending. In one church, there was a powerful person. He loved to be first. This man was madly in love with being first. As you know, his name was
Diotrephes.
He considered the church his private property. He was threatened by the Apostle John. Now we see John's ministry. John wrote to the church. Diotrephes would grab the letter. Would not let the saints have John's ministry. If anyone received John's ministry, Diotrephes kicked him out of the church. Diotrephes would come. Did you receive those brothers? Those brothers from John? Are you getting into John's ministry? Get out of here. Get out of the church. Whenever someone does that, the church is torn. And lives are torn. And persons are torn. Someone with a big cell, like Diotrephes, himself.
Hay que controlar el yo.
Not in
military.
Is controlling the church.
Está haciendo control sobre la iglesia.
Are you one with me?
Usted es uno conmigo.
Very good.
Muy bien.
If not,
si no,
get out.
Saca.
That is tearing the net.
Es mayor romper la red.
This happened at John's time.
Esto ocurrió en el tiempo de Juan.
But John was not afraid of that. He wrote to a dear brother who was open. And he wrote him a very good letter. Then he said, I don't want to write more. I will come. And when I come, we will speak face to face. Aren't you glad we came?
Not
on video only.
No, solamente por video.
Now we can talk face to face.
Todo el tiempo.
This is the principle of the tree of life. es el principio del árbol de la vida.
So breath is in the principle of the tree of life.
El aliento está en el principio del árbol de la vida.
We depend on oxygen.
Dependemos del oxígeno.
Water, drinking water is in the principle of the tree of life.
El agua está en el principio del árbol de la vida.
We must have water to live.
Necesitamos agua para vivir.
I have a bottle of water down here. I may have to disappear and get a drink. Eating food is in the principle of the tree of life. When a person lives by the tree of life, that person lives by God. By God as life.
For God,
he does not live by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But all the people in the world, they live by right and wrong. There's a proverb that says, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end of that way is death. So fallen people are in the mind. So they ask a question. Is it right or wrong?
¿Está bien o mal?
Is it good or evil?
¿Es bueno o mal?
Is it yes or no?
¿Es sí o no?
Now the Lord Jesus met the tree of life people many times.
Ahora, si no se encontró con las personas del árbol de la vida muchas veces.
In John chapter 4, the woman asked the Lord a question. Where are we supposed to worship God? Our fathers say this mountain. You Jews say Jerusalem. Which is it? Is the mountain right?
¿Está el monte, es el monte correcto?
Or is Jerusalem right?
¿O es Jerusalén el lugar correcto?
This is a question from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Esta es una pregunta que proviene del árbol del conocimiento del bien y del mal.
But the Lord was there as the tree of life.
El Señor estaba ahí como el árbol de la vida.
He said, neither in this mountain, nor in Jerusalem, will you worship the Father? The place to worship the Father is in spirit. The tree of knowledge asks, who is right? Are these brothers right? Maybe those brothers are right. Where is the ministry? Who is continuing the ministry? Is this one right? Maybe that one's right. But maybe he's wrong. So we come to the Lord. We ask him a question. Lord, right or wrong?
Señor, bien o mal.
Who's right?
¿Quién está bien?
Who's wrong?
¿Quién está mal?
Good or evil?
Bien o mal.
What's good?
¿Qué es bueno?
What's evil?
¿Qué es malo?
Yes or Then in chapter 8, the religious people, they're the most in the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And they don't know the difference between life and death. So they bring a woman caught in the act of
adultery.
And they ask the Lord a question. Moses said we should stone her. Do you agree? What do you say? Should we stone her right now? Is it right to stone her? Is it good to stone her? God say yes to stone
her.
Or do you say it's wrong to stone
her?
It's evil to stone
her.
No, to stone
her.
Well, what did the Lord do? Did he say, let me think about it? Right? Wrong? Good, evil? Yes? No?
No.
He would not be trapped. He was a tree of life. He stooped down and wrote on the ground. And then you know what he said. Whoever has no sin, you throw the first stone. He wouldn't answer. Right or wrong? Good or evil? Yes or no? He was the tree of life. He was the Lord of God. Okay, I ask you, are you without sin? If you're without sin, you stoned her. They were stunned.
Then
they began to leave. The oldest verse. Why is that? They've had more failure. The young tend to be self-righteous. And merciless. They haven't failed in
them.
Now we go to chapter 9. There's someone there blind. Born blind. Now when bad things happen, suffering, sickness, disaster, even death, you know what religious people do? They say, this happened for this reason. You disobeyed God. You were wrong. So he burned your house down. You read this book. So he killed your father. Religious people are ready to do this. Very serious. Because they are judging others. Job was suffering there. He had no reason. He didn't know why. He said, we know why. This is the reason it's happening. I am saddened to see this. I've heard about many cases of this. This accident happened. See, God is punishing you. You're a rebel. And everybody's afraid now. So who sinned? That's what they asked the Lord. Surely someone must have sinned. Did he sin? Did his parents sin? We want to know why he's blind. We're coming to you. saying this is horrible.
Dijo, tenemos fe terrible.
Someone suffers a great loss.
Alguien sufre una gran pérdida.
A loved one dies.
Un ser querido muere.
You have no human feeling.
Usted no tiene ningún sentimiento humano.
No compassion.
Ninguna compasión.
No love.
Ninguna
compasión. No kindness.
Ninguna bondad.
You just say, I know why.
Usted dice, yo sé por qué.
You were wrong.
Usted estaba mal.
You disobeyed.
Usted desobedeció.
Usted
fue aquí.
You read this.
Usted dijo aquello.
What kind of God is this? This is not the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So this was the disciples who asked
him.
Hey Lord, which is it? Which is right? His parents sinned. His grandfather sinned. He sinned. Good or evil? Yes or no?
Sí o no?
The Lord said,
el Señor dijo,
this is for the glory of God.
Esto es para la gloria de Dios.
You see, he was not even right and wrong.
Esto estaba detrás de mí, hermano.
You know the battle today? Between two trees. And I am here by the Lord's mercy, standing absolutely in the tree of life. When the saints suffer, I would have no opinion. I don't know. But I'm afraid to judge.
Pero tenemos juzgar.
Brother Nee tells the story.
El hermano Nee cuenta la historia.
Of a certain brother in China.
El hermano en China que estaba con él.
Who was fond of saying.
Que a él le gustaba decir.
When someone suffered.
Cuando alguien sufría.
It's the hand of the Lord.
La mano del Señor.
The hand of the Lord for judgment is on
you. La mano de Dios para juicio está sobre ti.
This was really a.
Esto era algo muy feo.
Someone had a car accident.
Alguien sufrió un accidente.
It's the hand of the Lord.
La mano de Dios.
Someone's business failed.
Algún negocio fracasado.
It's the hand of the Lord.
La mano de Dios.
Someone was sick.
Alguien estaba enfermo.
It's the hand of the Lord.
La mano de Dios.
He is actually judging.
Él está hecho juzgando.
Now listen to this.
Ahora escuche lo siguiente.
A certain brother had a young son.
Un cierto hermano tuvo un hijo joven.
And that dear young one died.
Y ese amado joven murió.
Which you believe?
¿Qué cree?
This judging brother.
Este hermano que juzgaba.
Wrote a letter to that grieving.
Le escribió una carta a su padre que estaba en el mundo.
And said, it's the hand of the Lord.
Le dijo, la mano del
Señor. The hand of the Lord for judgment.
La mano del Señor está juzgando.
You know what happened? A short while after
that volvió a mi hermano del Señor.
To that person who was always saying, the hand of the Lord.
A esa persona que siempre estaba diciendo que era la mano del Señor.
He had a young son.
Él tenía un hijo joven.
And his son died.
Y un hijo murió.
This is serious.
Esto es algo muy serio.
The people who are right and wrong.
Pero las personas que están en el bien y el mal.
You don't agree with me.
Usted está de acuerdo conmigo.
You went with me.
Usted está de acuerdo conmigo.
And your car breaks down.
Y entonces se le rompe el carro.
That's the hand of the Lord.
Es la mano del Señor.
There's a fire in your city.
Hay un incendio en tu ciudad.
It's the hand of the Lord.
Es la mano del Señor.
Today I got a message about a tornado somewhere.
Hoy me recibió un mensaje de un tornado en un lugar.
I had no feeling to say it's the hand of the Lord.
No tuve sentido de decirle es la mano del Señor.
90 people died.
99 personas.
It's the hand of the Lord.
Oh, la mano del Señor.
May the Lord deliver us from this.
El Señor nos libre de esto.
Why things happen? We don't know.
¿Por qué las cosas ocurren? No.
We believe God.
Creemos en Dios.
We believe in His sovereignty.
Creemos en su soberanía.
But we better be careful about interpreting the meaning of other people's
suffering.
So here's a man going blind. The disciples want to know the reason. Someone must have sinned. Because only sinners suffer, they
thought.
The Lord would not be drawn into that way
of thinking.
He in effect was saying, I am the tree of life. God will be glorified. This blind man gives God the opportunity to glorify himself. God will be glorified. I won't answer your question. I'm the tree of life. Brothers and sisters, there's a great vision
here.
The Gospel of John is a book of the tree of life. When you read this book with an open heart,
you
love your spirit,
come
to the tree of life. Life!
Vida!
Life for an old man named Nicodemus. Life for a woman with five husbands.
Vida para una mujer que tenía cinco maridos.
Life for a paralyzed man.
Vida para un hombre paralítico.
Life for the hungry.
Vida para el hambriento.
Life for the thirsty.
Vida para el sediento.
Life for an immoral woman.
Vida para una mujer inmoral.
Life for a blind man.
Vida para un hombre ciego.
Life for Lazarus.
Vida para Lázaro.
Vida.
Vida.
Eternal life. We don't need someone to judge us according to right and wrong, good and evil.
No necesitamos a nadie que nos juzgue por cuantas digan mal, por correcto o por incorrecto.
We need to become tree of life, believers.
No se quiere llegar a ser creyente del árbol de la vida.
We will not fight according to right and wrong.
No pelearemos por cuantas digan mal.
Our warfare is a matter of life against death.
Nuestra guerra es una lucha de vida contra muerte.
How do you know a certain thing is of the Lord? How do you know a certain speaking is of the Lord? How do you know a certain ministry is of the Lord?
You
know because you receive life.
You're
supplied with life. You gave God as life. But someone else might come. Says, I have a vision. On this. On that. Then you take in that word. You get death. That's not of God. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. We need a whole new way of discerning things. Not by right and wrong.
Evil.
Yes or no?
But
life and death. Brothers and sisters, please choose life. I'm not here to argue about right and wrong. Who's right, who's wrong? Who's good, what is evil? Is it yes or is it no? I only know life. It's me of life. It's wrong. Now we come to the third point. Some recognize that the Gospel of John is a book of life. And some even pay attention to the spirit in the gospel. And they say John is a book of life and the Spirit. And this is true. But John is also a book of truth. The Gospel of John is a book of truth. I'd like to read a verse to you in chapter 18. Jesus is standing before Pilate. Yeah, find the verse here. John 18, verse 57. Starting in the middle of the verse. For this I have been born. And for this I have come into the world. That I would testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. If we do not have truth, we cannot have light. And we cannot have the Spirit. Both life and the Spirit depend on the truth. The Lord made it very clear why he was born. For this I was born.
Para esto he nacido.
For this I came into the world.
Para esto he venido al mundo.
That I would testify to the truth.
Para dar testimonio a la verdad.
He himself is the truth.
El mismo es la verdad.
Every word he spoke was the truth.
Toda palabra que habló era la verdad.
The Gospel of John is a book of truth.
El Evangelio de Juan es un libro de la verdad.
Truth is absolute.
La verdad es absoluta.
One of the great functions of the life study messages is to bring the saints into the truth.
Es introducir a los santos en la verdad.
And those who love the truth will be helped by the life study messages
to
know the truth.
Serán ayudados por su guía a conocer la verdad.
Now we did not bring that many life study books with us this time. But we did bring copies of the life study of Exodus. I personally worked on the life studies for 24
years.
In all the life studies, the life study of Exodus is one of the greatest.
El de todos los estudios de Éxodo es uno de los más grandes.
It has more than 180 messages.
Tiene más de 180 mensajes.
If you would get this life study,
usted obtiene este estudio de
vida. You will not only get life,
usted no solo recibirá vida.
You will get truth.
Usted recibirá verdad.
Think about God.
La verdad acerca de Dios.
About God's economy.
La economía de Dios.
About Christ.
Acerca de Cristo.
About God's purpose.
Acerca del propósito. Acerca del edificio de Dios.
Also the truth.
También la verdad.
Can be found in the footnotes of the recovery
program.
And I would like to cite an example. from Matthew chapter 3.
De Mateo capítulo 3.
This is John the Baptist speaking.
Este es Juan el Bautista que me está hablando.
And he says in verse 10,
el libro en el versículo 10,
and already the axe is laid at the root of the tree.
Ya está puesta la axa en la raíz de los árboles.
Every tree, therefore, that does not produce good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire.
Por tanto, todo árbol que no da fruto, que no da buen fruto, es cortado y echado en el fuego.
Is the word fire here a positive thing?
La palabra fuego es una palabra positiva.
The tree signifies
Christmas.
Do you think it's pleasant for such a person to be thrown into the fire? The fire is not positive. Then verse
11.
I baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is stronger than I. Whose sandals are not worth, I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Is this a positive fire?
¿Es esto un fuego positivo?
Let's keep the question there.
Bueno, tenemos ahí la pregunta.
You go to verse 12.
Vamos a ver el versículo 12.
Whose winnowing fan is in his hand.
¿Cómo es la palabra que está en su mano?
And he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor.
Y ya la palabra de su era.
And will gather his meat into his barn.
Y reponerá su trigo en el granero.
But the chaff he will burn up with unquenchable fire.
Pero quemará la paja con fuego inextinguible.
Fire here is negative.
El fuego aquí es algo negativo.
Those who repent are the weak.
Los que repiten son los débiles.
Those who do not repent are chaff.
Los que se repiten son
weak. He goes into the fire.
Los que no se repiten son paja. El vino va a la
chaff goes into the fire.
La paja va al fuego.
That is a punishing fire.
Es un fuego de
punishing fire.
Un fuego de
so in verse 10,
así que en el versículo 10,
the fire is negative.
El fuego es negativo.
In verse 12,
en el versículo 12,
the fire is negative.
El fuego es negativo.
According to the context,
y conforme al contexto,
the fire in verse 11,
el versículo del fuego del 11,
also is negative.
También es negativo.
The Lord will baptize people.
El Señor bautizará a las personas.
In the Holy Spirit,
en el Espíritu Santo,
repent.
Usted se arrepiente.
In the fire,
o en el fuego.
You do not repent.
Usted no se arrepiente.
This is the truth.
Esa es la verdad.
Then we have a footnote in verse 11.
Tenemos una nota en el versículo 11.
On fire.
Acerca del fuego.
I'd like to read it to you.
Quisiera leerla.
According to the context, the fire here is not the fire in Acts chapter 2 verse 3, which is related to the Holy Spirit, but is the same fire as in verses 10 and 12, the fire in the lake of fire, where the unbelievers will suffer eternal perdition.
Según el contexto de este pueblo, no es un fuego mencionado en Hechos 2:3, el cual está relacionado con el Espíritu Santo, sino el mismo fuego mencionado en los versículos 10 y 12, el del lago de fuego, donde los incrédulos sufrirán perdición eterna.
This note is the truth.
Esta nota es la verdad.
And someone might come and teach.
Pero alguien podrá venir y enseñar.
Oh, we need a fire baptism.
Oh, necesitamos el bautismo del fuego.
Based on verse 11.
Basado en el versículo 11.
That teaching, number one, contradicts Revelation's teaching.
Esa enseñanza número uno contradice el enseñanza del hermano
Luis.
Más importante,
número dos, that teaching is not accurate according to the word of God.
Esta enseñanza no es exacta conforme a la palabra de Dios.
I give you this as an example.
Le doy esto como un ejemplo.
I trust the ministry of the age.
Yo confío en el ministerio de la era.
It's been proved to me again and again.
Ha sido probado para mí una y otra vez.
Anyone who contradicts the teaching in Brother Lee's ministry, I will not follow that person.
Todo aquel que contradice la enseñanza del ministerio de Brother Lee, yo no seguiré la enseñanza.
If one day,
si algún día,
I myself contradict that teaching,
si algún día, yo mismo contradigo esa enseñanza,
do not listen to me.
No me escuche a mí.
Do not invite me.
No me invite a mí.
Don't follow a person.
No siga una persona.
Follow the truth.
Siga la verdad.
The truth is absolute.
La verdad es absoluta.
We will never compromise the truth.
Nunca transmitiremos con respeto a la verdad.
We will never dilute the truth.
Nunca diluiremos la verdad.
The saints in Ecuador and the surrounding countries are capable of understanding the truth.
Los padres en Ecuador y los países circunvecinos son capaces de entender la verdad.
The Lord Jesus said, you shall know the truth.
El Señor Jesús dijo, vosotros conoceréis la verdad.
And the truth shall set you free.
La verdad os hará libre.
My brothers and sisters,
hermanos y hermanas,
you shall know the truth.
Vosotros conoceréis la verdad.
And the truth shall set you free.
Y la verdad os hará libre.
Life will heal you.
La vida os sanará.
And truth will liberate you.
Y la verdad no liberará.
I'm only here with love and truth.
Por eso estoy aquí con vida y con verdad.
Because I also am a little mender.
Porque también yo soy un pequeño reventador.
That is my portion.
Esa es mi porción.
I respect the other ministries very much.
Respeto los otros ministerios mucho.
I respect them in the Philippines. In Russia.
En Rusia.
In South America.
En Sudamérica.
Everywhere.
En todo lugar.
Thank the Lord for those who propagate.
Gracias al Señor por aquellos que propagan.
For those who establish churches.
Aquellos que establecen iglesias.
May the Lord be glorified.
El Señor sea glorificado.
But there comes a time.
Pero viene el tiempo.
When the mending ministry of John is necessary.
Cuando es necesario el ministerio del predicador de Juan.
This ministry will give you the truth.
Y este ministerio le dará a usted la verdad.
The whole truth.
Toda la verdad.
And nothing but the truth.
Y nada que no sea la verdad.
Praise the Lord. Don't you love the truth?
No, la verdad.
Amen. So when I read Matthew 3, verse 10, I read about fire. Surely that's not a pleasant fire. I read verse 12, unquenchable fire. According to the context, the word fire doesn't change its meaning in verse 11.
La palabra fuego es el significado en el versículo 11.
Those who have the gift,
aquellos que tienen el don,
to define the truth,
de definir la verdad,
let them exercise
que ejerzan dicho don.
Those who do not have this portion,
quienes no tienen esta porción,
stay away from it.
Apártense de él.
Stay within your measure.
Quédese dentro de tus
límites.
Quédese dentro de tus límites.
It is serious to mishandle the truth of God's word.
Es muy serio no poder manejar completamente la palabra, la verdad de la palabra de Dios.
The Lord's recovery is founded upon the truth.
El recobro del Señor está fundado.
juzgado en la emoción.
It's not founded upon emotion.
No está juzgado en lo que es emocional.
It's not founded upon singing and dancing.
No está juzgado en orar y cantar.
It is founded on the truth.
Se funda en la verdad.
I bear witness to you. The truth is in the Lord's recovery. But some don't value the truth. They compromise the truth. They follow persons instead of the truth. So we need John's ministry. We need the book of truth. Now, our last point for tonight. The Gospel of John is a book of believing. And this book helps us to believe properly. When my children were real
little,
I never taught them anything that I knew was false. So I never spoke to them about the Easter
bunny.
There is no Easter bunny.
Hopping
around. That's a lie. And I never told them about the tooth fairy. When I was a little boy, a baby tooth came out. My parents said, put it under your pillow. Go to sleep. And when you wake up in the morning, look under your pillow. The tooth is gone. Some money is there. But there's no tooth fairy. I didn't want my children to believe in false things. There's no Santa Claus. I would not teach them to believe in Santa Claus. But I remember my beloved parents told me about Santa Claus. And when I was a little boy, I got in a fight with somebody. That person was cruel. You know what that person told me? There's no Santa Claus. And I went home crying. I was real little. That hurt me. And my mother had to say, that's right. It's your father and mother. We don't believe in a crazy way. We don't believe just anything. We believe the truth. We believe in the Son of God. You know what John says in 1 John chapter 4? He said, do not believe every spirit.
He said, no, but I didn't want to give you.
We don't follow blindly. I don't follow Beverly's ministry blindly. We only believe what is of God. We believe that Jesus is the Son of God. God so loved the world that everyone who believes in
Him,
we believe into Him. We have eternal life. The Gospel of John is a book that trains us to believe in the Son of God and in His Word.
Evangelio de Juan es un libro que nos enseña a creer en el Hijo de Dios y en su palabra.
trees. Yo nunca he visto al Señor Jesús.
And I don't believe the pictures of him.
Yo no creo los cuadros.
I've never seen him physically.
Nunca he visto físicamente.
But I believe in him.
Pero yo creo en él.
Don't you?
No creo en él.
We have not seen.
No lo hemos visto.
Yet we believe.
Pero ahora sí creemos.
You want to know what I believe?
¿Sabes lo que yo creo?
I believe right here.
Yo creo que aquí mismo.
Right now.
Ahora mismo.
The Lord Jesus Christ is in this meeting.
El Señor Jesucristo está en la palabra.
He's in our midst.
Está en medio nuestro.
He's here.
Él está aquí.
I say,
y con respeto digo,
when a not trip, Lord Jesus. Good evening, Lord Jesus. Verse 29. Jesus said to him, because because you have seen me.
Porque me has visto,
you have believed.
Ahí.
Now this next part is for us.
Esa parte es para nosotros.
Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed.
Bienaventurados los que no vieron y creyeron.
If you are blessed tonight, say amen.
Si usted ha sido bendecido, yo lo bendigo. Amén. Thank you.
mending all the tears. The Gospel of John is the book of the tree of life. We choose to live by the principle of the tree of life. The Gospel of John is a book of truth. The Gospel of John is a book of belief. Here we are. The little one. The little believer. But through this book, the Lord is mending us. Through this book, the Lord is becoming the tree of life to us. Through this book, the Lord is testifying to us concerning the truth. Through this book, we believe in the Son of God. So we have 8 more points. You want to know more points? Gospel of